Blog Talk Radio.
Feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Band's going crazy for the boys of fall.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. I am your host, Dave Johnson. Been a great week for fairs and NASCAR racing up here around the Tri-Cities. We had a big fundraiser this past weekend at the NASCAR race in Bristol, Tennessee. It was a great event. Had a lot of players come out and support and help us, and want to thank all them personally. And one of our players had a birthday today, Jody Rutledge. Happy birthday to you. Just a great event, great time. It's fundraising stuff. That was all we know. It's always tough, and we had a lot of support, and I want to thank all you girls and your family and friends and all that for helping us out. We're actually set up over here at the Great Fair in Great Tennessee. It's in the Tri-Cities area. This is our fourth year setting up here, and we're recruiting new players. I'll tell you, boy, it's the only part of this football that's not my favorite. It's this recruiting thing. It's really tough. I don't know if all these teams, you know, go through the same thing as we do or not, but, you know, you talk to so many players, and they're going to play, and they come, and they stay a day or two, or they go, or, you know, you hear all the excuses, and so it's tough, and it's if you're a coach, owner, player, member, board member, whatever, and boy, if you go through this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, and I know we're not perfect in any way, but we really try to do our best and recruiting these players and coaching them up and doing things right with them, working with them with their jobs and first one thing another. And I mean, it's just tough. So, you know, for everybody out there that's beating the bushes trying to find players and going through what we're going through, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, and we've actually had a couple different potential players call us from or email us from different places of the country, and you know we provide some information on to them to other teams in their areas, and you know there should be a lot more of that. If they can't play on your team, you should try to help them get on other teams. I say it every week. We're all in this together. I know we have different teams we play on, different ideas and all that. We may be in different leagues, but when it all boils down to it, we're all in it together. And, you know, we're in the sport that we've all come to love, and that's women's football. And I really look at it that way, and I think everybody should look at it that way. I know it's not going to happen, but, you know, I can keep hoping and trying. So, you know, be courteous and help one another out. It don't hurt a thing. I mean, you can't have all the players. I mean, you can't, you know, if you can't use them, let somebody else get the opportunity to. So, you know, and I wouldn't dare try to hold anybody back from playing. So, just, you know, be courteous about it. This week I've got a special guest on from the West Virginia Wildfire, quarterback and a member of their team and a spokesperson from their group, team rep, talk about their team and about the league and how things are going there with the retirement of their coach and how they're moving forward and, you know, hoping to see some great things from them. They've got a great team already, and these girls seem to be really interested in trying to do things the right way and communication. And for me, that's a big, big plus. And you know, like I said, we're all in it together. So, and I'm hoping that, you know, they understand that. I know people have rivals and, you know, players don't like one another. But in the end, if we can't, you know, find some common ground here, then we won't have anybody or anywhere to play. So, you know, we're all working hard to make this USWFL a great league. And, you know, we're going to be reaching out to some teams. We've had some teams across the country, out in the west and down south, and just different places. And, you know, right at the moment, we don't have anybody for them to play, but we're going to be searching for teams for them to play. You know, maybe find a few more teams to join, and then find some out of league games. Whatever we need to do, I'm going to do my best to make sure they can get in the league. They need help just as much as the rest of these teams, just because we're in an area where all these teams are, or I say within, you know, 500-mile radius. And, you know, it makes it easy for us, but, you know, if you're in California and, you know, you want to join this league and there's nobody for you to play, you know, I can't promise you games. I'm not going to promise you games. So we're going to do everything we can to try to get them some teams. If they want to join, we're going to, you know, look forward for some teams on the play, look for some out of league games, whatever we need to do. So, you know, I want everybody to know that we want every team to have a place to play. And so USWFL, we're going to work hard to get your business and keep it, and do a great job with these teams and scheduling games and having a good season, playoffs, championship, have a good all-star game for these girls that make it and deserve it. So we're going to do lots of things to really help this league out. And, you know, with girls like Franica and what they're doing with their team, they're going to be a big asset to it. And last week I had Coach Will on from Fayetteville, and he's bought in and really working with his players, and they know what's at stake now. You know, like he said, they haven't won a game. Here they make the playoffs and make a good run. So, you know, I'm glad. I'm wanting everybody to step up and, you know, get their teams ready to play, get these girls ready to play. That's what it's about, having competitive games and being in a good competitive league where nobody has anything guaranteed. Nobody can pencil in their playoff and championship appearance. And, you know, that running away with games, I mean, it might be fun for players and all, but it's not you don't learn much about it. And, you know, the competition, when you play games and they come down to the wire and overtime and, you know, somebody scores, somebody else scores, that's how you learn from stuff like that, not by just blowing away. And, you know, whatever we need to do to help some of these teams, you know, get better, that's what I want to do. I mean, I'm willing to do my part. You know, I'm not sure if some of, you know, their coaches or owners see it that way. But, you know, something ain't working for a lot of them. So, you know, a change will definitely help you out. And I think that, you know, Coach Will, he's definitely doing a good job up there. I'm not just singling him out, but he's the one I talk to and know more than anybody. And they've already got a great passing attack and working on that as well, more to get better, do more of it. And so they're headed in the right direction. So I'm hoping that these other teams are following footsteps. So we're ready to get this year kicked off. The USWFL is going to be better than it's ever been. There's no doubt about that. We're going to do exactly what we say we're going to do. No ifs, ands, or buts. So we're ready to get started. I think right now, actually, Fanica's on the line. Let's see if she's there.
Hello, hey, hello, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Coach?
Good. Hey, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on and talk football.
You bet. Hey, tell me, first thing, I know probably got a lot of questions and I'll ask, but, you know, how are y'all doing and all without, you know, with the retirement of Ralph?
You know, we're not doing too bad. I mean, obviously, anytime you kind of have a change in any organization or any function of business, it's a process to get used to, and it takes some time, and it takes a lot of effort to kind of, you know, rebuild things and kind of get things reorganized. But I think we're doing okay so far.
Right. Now, how many years was he the coach, owner? What? I'm not exactly, you know, I guess I should have did a little more research, but I'm not exactly sure. I guess he was the owner, too. Is that correct?
Right. So Coach Ralph Ricker, he was the coach and owner of our team for the past 4 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's, as you know, and we've talked just, you know, a little bit, stepping into, you know, with, I guess, one of the board members or exactly whatever y'all got going on until you finalize this. And, you know, trying to keep everything together, it's tough, you know, that doing not just the player thing, but the owner thing, the coaching thing. I mean, do y'all have somebody set in stone to take over for your coaching?
No, not yet. We actually got a few offices on the board, so I know that we've got some meetings and things that are coming up to kind of square away who we, you know, think obviously will be able to kind of dedicate the most time and effort and really kind of bring a new kind of culture to the West Virginia Wildfire. So we've kind of got some players, some key pieces in mind, but again, it's a collective group of us trying to kind of get this thing put together. And with the help of Coach Ralph, too. He's not fully out the picture. He's kind of helping us kind of get everything organized as well. So we appreciate him for that too. So yeah, we definitely got some options in play, but nothing set in stone just yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's always good to get somebody to help that's been there, and you know, even though they may not be there moving forward, they give you an opportunity to give you some ideas and stuff that you might want to keep in mind moving forward. Are y'all going to keep the same name, the West Virginia Wildfire? Are you going to change or what?
We'd hope to. I know there's been talk about kind of you know, maybe doing something different, but you know, at this point, you know, we haven't really set that in stone as well either. So I think at this point, you know, we don't plan to change that part of things. But again, you know, things could change. People's minds could change too. So it's still kind of somewhat early. So I know I think the set date is September 1st to kind of finalize a lot of these things that we kind of still have kind of up in the air, you know. But I'm grateful that we have a team of folks kind of working on this, and I think that's kind of probably going to be the best option going forward when you talk about trying to rebuild and kind of changing the culture of an organization. So we're excited about that.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's tough, and I mean, I know you've been playing for several years, and you know firsthand about these players coming and going and, you know, staying, and even when they stay, they halfway stay, and you know that. Are you getting support from all your players, or, you know, some of them leaving, or what's their thinking?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, to be honest, you know, so I've been on the team for 7 seasons now. I kind of started back in 2010, you know, on the team. So since I've been here, you know, 7 years is I think besides myself, we have another player that's been, you know, with our team consecutively for about 10 years, kind of when the Wildfire really kind of first started up, excuse me. So we you know, typically we have a pretty good core of players that have been coming back for at least the last 3 or 4 years. So we're going to still have a good core of those players. Of course, you always want new bodies. I think retention for a lot of these teams in the USWFL is kind of a big thing. Retention, But I think, yeah, we'll have a good core of folks coming back and hopefully, you know, be able to rebuild and just kind of make our roster much stronger than, you know, what it's been last year and the year before that. You know, I think every team's, you know, goal should be to kind of continue to improve and get better. So we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, overall, we have the majority of our roster have been playing for at least 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, well, that's always good. You know, you sort of get a routine going, and, you know, when you don't have to get everybody every single practice, you have a new face there, and you know, you can get some continuity with everybody. That always helps. And, I mean, trust me, I know you want all the new players you can get. Now, like us, we're set up this week over here at a local fair recruiting some players, and, you know, we do other small things, but what do y'all try to do to recruit new players?
So I know we've gotten, I know in the past we've done different community events like yourself, like you all have done, community events, of course, you know, basic kind of old-fashioned flyers. You know, word of mouth, of course. I know there's been times where we've gone on to college campuses in the local area and kind of recruited and kind of hung out for a little bit for different events they have too. So pretty much a little bit of everything. You know, we've got players coming from all around the state of West Virginia. And again, not to talk too much about myself, but you know, I live in Morgantown, West Virginia, which is about 3 hours away from Charleston, West Virginia, where we kind of hold our practices and where our team's based out of. So we've got players coming from anywhere from 3 to 2 to an hour and a half away. So we're kind of all over the map, more so than we've ever been, I think, really in the past 2 years. I know we've had some stop opportunities to be in the newspaper, the local Charleston newspaper in the Beckley area as well. Matter of fact, we have a good bit of our roster that comes from the Beckley, West Virginia area, which is about an hour and a half away. But, yeah, we've been on news stations lately, newspapers. So just kind of all avenues that we can kind of tap into.
Right. Well, we actually had seen where the news had been to y'all's practice, I think, maybe a time or two. And, you know, that always helps. And as much coverage as you can get for women, you know, when – well, you know, the biggest thing we hear around here, we didn't even know they had a women's team. You know, we didn't even know they played women's football. And, you know, the word of mouth, whether they want to be a player or just a fan or help on the team, you need all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's hard when nobody knows. And, you know, I get what you're coming from about you living 3 hours away. I mean, we got girls that live 5 hours away, 2 hours away, hour and a half, and you know, my thing is you should play where you fit in. You know, like just saying, if there's a team, you know, not everybody is made to play on such and such teams, and you know, if it takes you driving to the place you want to play to be a great player in XL, I think you ought to go there. And I don't think that people like myself or any of these organizations should hold that against you, because you want to better yourself. And, you know yourself. I mean, if it's worth driving 3 hours to play where you play, then, you know, it will be worth driving another hour or two and get the coaching that you think you need and be able to play in the organization you think you need. And, to me, you get a lot of this stuff in women's football where, well, I can't believe she'd rather play for them with us. But, I mean, if you only got a certain amount of years to play, and I think you should play where you want to.
No doubt. And I know the question's been asked of me, you know, here and there, too, because I live, you know, like I said, in Morgantown, West Virginia, so it's approximately an hour and a half away from Pittsburgh, you know. But for me, it's like, first off, I'm from West Virginia, you know, I'm a West Virginia native. You know, I value loyalty and dedication and commitment. And, you know, for me, I can't see myself playing anywhere but for West Virginia, because that's where my heart is, you know. But, yeah, sure, you know, I could easily go play in Pittsburgh, or, you know, there's players that could go play in, you know, in the Cincinnati, you know, Ohio area. But, you know, we just – the love for not only the game, but for, you know, our organization in the West Virginia, the state of West Virginia, and really I think each other too. You know, I know, you know, our team, you know, we function – you know, like a family, you know. Now, of course, every family has spats and dysfunction, but, you know, for a lot of us, I think that's a part of the reason why, you know, a lot of us stuck around for so many years because, you know, we just it's like being at home, you know?
Yeah, that, you know, and that's what I say, you know, you gain that, you know, sisterhood for you girls, and, you know, it is like a family, and you know, every girl that plays for me, no matter where they live, they know if they need me, I'm going to be there, you know, if their car breaks down, or if you need a ride, or you need somebody to talk to, or whatever, you know, we're that kind of team, like you're talking, you know, family, and sure, you have spats, and you have, look, y'all got 20-some players, and we got 18, whatever you got. Everybody's not got the same kind of mindset. You got that many
no doubt.
Different attitudes and stuff. So, you know, it's going to be that way. But in the end, you know, you're all bond together, and that's what, you know, makes this great. And that's what, you know, when I talk to you players and stuff, is the fact that you make those other players feel like they're wanted there. And some of these teams that, you know, that I've seen, it's like they only want certain players there. So those players feel like, hey, I don't have a home here. So, you know, I'm hunting a team to go to and play. And, you know, that's their option. And, you know, I see girls in the bigger leagues, you know, live in California, play in Chicago, live in Washington, D.C., play in Pittsburgh. You know, that's where they started playing. That's where they feel the most comfortable. That's where they feel at home. Hey, that's their right, you know, and that's great that when you can take, you know, like y'all, I guess y'all are the only team in West Virginia, and, you know, West Virginia is your home, and that's your team, and, you know, even if, say, you move to Pittsburgh, it may be a deal where you still want to play there because that's where your heart is. And, you know, for a lot of people, they can't grasp that, and I think a lot of girls get scrutinized or say, well, they shouldn't go there and play. But to me, it's your option to play football, and you should play where you want to play, and your friends or whoever, they should be happy that you're playing. And, you know, that's what makes this sport great. I mean, you look at the NFL, and I know it's a different deal, but those guys get traded around, and they don't have a whole lot of say about it. So, you know, this is a sport where we actually get to say where we want to play or we want to coach. And, you know, I see a lot of it, especially like in Tennessee. There's like 8 or 9 teams in the state of Tennessee, you know, and we're on the furthest tip of it. And then there's all the way down to Memphis and up to Kentucky and down to Georgia, you know, and everywhere in between. So there's a lot of teams that you can go play for. So, you know, I just like the dedication and, you know, the way you're talking for your team and how they really bond together as a family.
No doubt. And, you know, and really it's just what you're just talking about. You know, it boils down to camaraderie, you know, like you said, feeling at home, that sisterhood, that bond, and dedication and loyalty. You know, loyalty is huge. I think, you know, for everyone in our league, hell, everyone that plays women's football, excuse my language, because, you know, we don't get paid for this, obviously. So we're putting in our time, you know, some cases money, time away from family, sacrificing our bodies. And it's all for the love of the game and love for team, love for one another, you know. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I say you should, you know, play where you want to and that kind of stuff. And, you know, just have fun with it. I mean, look, nobody likes to lose. I mean, if anybody likes to lose, they're in the wrong sport. But obviously, losing is just part of it. I mean, trust me, I hate to lose worse than I like to win, and I'm sure everybody else does. But, you know, you've got to take the good with the bad and roll on. And, you know, I know I mean, y'all might have knew that Ralph was going to retire, but, you know, it may have just been unexpected. And, you know, when things like that happen, sometimes it's hard to pick up and go on when there's somebody there that you've depended on. So for you two girls, and I think I know who a few of you are, to, you know, take the role and take the leadership and say, hey, we're going to continue to go on with that. this is what's going to keep women's football strong around here is girls like y'all.
No doubt. No doubt. Appreciate that.
So,
and
you
do
know,
it for the sport, that's for sure.
Well, it's tough. People don't realize, just like you say, you know, some people, I mean, just like we've had to set up this booth for 2 days and we got the rest of the week and people come through and, you know, and they just look at it like, well, you know, you just go play here and there. And you know, I sat in there talking to one of my coaches earlier and I said, man, you know what? Not only do we have to get players, we got to get some more help. We got to get some more sideline help, some more help for practice. And, you know, to be able to run things like we need to, I mean, we're operating at bare minimum. And, I mean, I know y'all are too. I've been to y'all's games as well. And, you know, y'all operating at bare minimum, that makes it harder on you players, us coaches, to get out here and do our jobs as we need to because we're worried about other aspects of the game that we shouldn't have to. And,
right.
You know, that people take for granted about that stuff. So, you know, my point is for you girls to have to step into a role that somebody else has been doing for you, I assume. I mean, like me, I take that initiative and, you know, and do it for you, and you just sort of depended on them. And now all of a sudden, y'all have to get together and do it yourself and depend on each other. I mean, I know you said he's still there, but it's still y'all holding it together. It's a lot tougher for you, ain't it?
Right. You know, well, the goal is, I think, with us too, you know, our goal is, okay, yeah, you know, you've got a collecting group of us trying to kind of get it rolling or revamped, so to speak. But, yeah, like you said, the goal is to have personnel, and the goal is to have, you know, a coach, you know, owner, a manager, hopefully a couple assistant coaches at least. You know, that's the goal. So, and again, because most of us that are kind of taking over with this group collectively have so much experience doing this as far as playing and seeing how things are operated that, you know, I think with you know, our four heads put together, we'll be able to do that successfully. Again, that's the goal. So, yeah, that's the goal. Because at the end of the day, you know, I know me personally, like, I love playing football, you know. So that's kind of hopefully when the season starts, that's going to be my main goal and that my main focus because we'll be able to do all this legwork prior to that. So that's the goal. That's what we're working on. But you're definitely right. You know, personnel, having personnel and staff is everything.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes time to, you know, we start actually practicing in January, and I don't know when everybody else starts, but, you know, come January, you know, Jennifer does all the, she does all the computer stuff. I don't do none of that. I'm, you know, any kind of hands-on stuff's what I am. I mean, you know, I'll get on the phone and talk and go places and say, I'm not a social media person. So, but come January 1st, you know, all she needs to be worried about is playing, you know.
Right.
And for me, all I want to be worried about is coaching. I hope at that point we've done recruited who we need to recruit. They're there. You know, we can start coaching, even though we get your new girls come in later on. And I'm glad we do. But, you know, at some point, you just hope that from January 1st, you got 25, you're ready to go, you can coach, and they can play, and you can get better. And, you know, these small rosters and these small teams, for me, I mean, we're taking over this USWFL, and we want to do it right for every single team that can be in it that has been, I ain't going to say screwed over, but has been left in a bad situation for the last two or three years. Let's put it that way. And we want to make sure, and see, this is, I mean, it's just like you taking over, for us taking over that league, it's like you taking over this team. I mean, we already had all this other stuff on us, and now we got to do this. And, you know, people saying, well, how do you do it? And I want to do it to where you and Fayetteville and all the other teams, I'm not just singling out two or three, but I had him on last week and you this week, to where we can all make it better for all of us, not just a handful, you know. And
right.
It's going to take all of us, you know, and that's the thing. One person cannot do it all. And you know, that's why I want to have you girls on here from different teams and owners and coaches and players, whatever, to talk about their team, and, you know, because we want your information on what it's going to take to make a great league, and, you know, how you see this league developing and all that stuff.
Right. Now, traditionally for us, you know, to be honest, traditionally, you know, we kind of get started around October, to be honest. We don't take a whole lot of time off of football. Of course, that's off-season kind of conditioning and training and a little bit of tossing the ball around a little bit. But, you know, we traditionally, typically get started around October. And, of course, you know, with the winter months, you know, that's difficult too, you know. So sometimes you have to take time off because of the weather doesn't really want to cooperate, or, you know, not having access to, you know, an indoor facility as consistently as we would like to. But, yeah, we usually kind of get started around October traditionally, typically.
Yeah, we do too, just doing what you say off season. But what I mean, come January, we start full pad, you know, and then somewhere along middle of February, we have a scrimmage game, and then, you know, maybe first week in March or second week in March or something, have another scrimmage game. And, you know, of course, this year we're looking to start March 31st and, you know, try to get everything done a few weeks earlier than what it drug out this year. And, you know, I just, for people that don't know, you know, and we were on that conference call the other night, and we can do great things, but it's going to take more than just me and you and Coach Will and Fayetteville and a few of the other teams, you know, and some of these brand new teams are going to need our help, you know, and going to need ideas. And, you know, I know people, I don't know this to be a fact, but, you know, I'm sure people think, well, now why does he think he's going to help them? And the bottom line is, if I can't help you, then I can't help me. You know, in the same way with your team, if you can't help us, then you can't help yourself unless you're planning on going to a bigger league and then traveling a whole bunch. And, you know, we can set up a great league and gain momentum and gain teams and in the long run have just as good a league as anybody else. But it's going to take every single one of us. It ain't going to be the one or the other's benefit, you know. And that's what's happened so many years is, you know, I feel like that a few teams, they get the cream of the crop by the schedule, and everybody else don't even get a schedule. And then half the teams can forfeit games and, you know, still make the playoffs or don't even put a team out there. And, I mean, we're just trying to move forward, and that's why I'm wanting to have all y'all on here at different times is to talk about your teams and, you know, to talk about what we can do to help you, to help us, to help Fayetteville, Memphis, whoever was on that call. I don't exactly have the list in front of me, but, you know, to help each other and you know, get the word out. Do y'all have a Facebook account and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, we do. So it's, you know, obviously at, you know, West Virginia Wildfire is our Facebook account. And typically, you know, the last year or so, we've kind of ran everything through the Facebook account. It just kind of seems easier that way. And I know the website's getting revamped, so that'll be done hopefully here soon, along with, again, just a, kind of probably a general email account, probably different than what we had been using. But, yeah, generally it's the Facebook account is the best way to get in contact with us, which is WV Wildfire, West Virginia Wildfire.
Okay. Yeah, they, you know, a lot of people, you never know. I mean, I don't know who exactly listens to all these shows. We're hoping to gain momentum from a lot of these team members and teams. And, you know, like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard earlier, there's a team in California that contacted us, a team in Indiana, another team in Indiana, team in Florida, team in New Mexico. And I'm not sure exactly what their deal is, if, you know, they can't get in other leagues or what. But, you know, we'll try to help them in some kind of aspect. You know, maybe it ain't that they can get in our league. You know, if we can't find them to walk by to play, naturally they don't want to get in our league, and I don't want them because I want to do what we say. But, you know, I want to be able to help them. I feel I feel as obligated to help them just because I feel we're all in it so much together, and it's women's football. We don't help each other, and I know we're rivals. And look, I know we got players that you got players that are rivals. Look, it's going to happen. But in the end, if we can't get along to agree to stuff or help each other, then those rivals are no more. You know, then you don't have those rivals. So I want to do everything I can to help those teams as well as all the teams that want to join our league and you know, girls like y'all that are working hard and, you know, you got a job, you got families, and you got things you like to do, and now all of a sudden you're in on a football team more than you ever thought probably you might be, and you know, the hours of the day just get shorter and shorter and shorter. So I know firsthand how that goes, and you know, I want to thank y'all for your hard work and everything you do, and to keep it going, because you know, y'all got a great team and a good organization up there, and you know, people enjoy playing y'all, and y'all enjoy playing, and you know, no matter who the coach is or who the owners are, you know, we got to keep everything going.
No doubt, and thank you. We appreciate that too. Just we appreciate the opportunity to just get some extra publicity as well. So you're right. It's definitely going to be a collaborative effort for things to, you know, go smoothly and kind of formulate to what we want it to be, you know, long term.
Yeah, that's what it takes is long term stuff. It, you know, I'm not I hate to say, you know, people say, well, I'm just playing for this year, you know. To me, you build a great organization for a long haul. And when you do that, now you take some bumps and lumps along the way. But when you get to where you want to be, then you're the one delivering those bumps and lumps. So, you know, it's one of them deals. Not everybody can just start at the top, you know. So it's a deal you got to work your way up. And I'm sure by getting, you know, I'm not saying this will be a Zach step back for you with Ralph, but, you know, with him being gone, it's probably going to maybe slow you down. Hopefully not, but it could, and I hope not. I hope you girls can get everything worked out like you want to and be as good or better than ever.
No doubt, and don't count us out now, Coach. But we kind of like being underdogs in some ways, too, so. So we look forward to the next coming season, that's for sure. And again, you know, like I said, too, you know, retaining a lot of the roster, that's always a plus. So you know, we just kind of hope to revamp some things, you know, change some things with the culture and get some new fresh bodies in too. You know, because I know a lot of us aren't getting any younger. So the more fresh young bodies we get too, I think that goes for every organization. The better off you are too long term.
Yeah, the you know, I call it getting long in the tooth, but that probably is not the correct words. But the older you get, obviously, the less play your body can take, you know. And if you have to play both ways, the older you get, the tougher that is on you. And, you know, you really can't shine one way. So, that you know, that's our goal, is to build our team through these younger girls, you know. And you know, it may be a year or two before they're really ready to play. But, hey, maybe by the time they're ready to play, somebody's stepping down. And they can step right in there and assume that role and be a great player for you. So, well, I really appreciate you coming on. And before you go, I want to tell everybody and you, we're going to have another league conference call on Sunday night, August 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So if y'all get on there, we'll try to get some more things worked out and maybe make this league a whole lot better than what we ever imagined.
Sounds good to me, Coach. Sounds good. Sounds great. Well, thank you for having me on. Thank you for the opportunity to get the West Virginia Wildfire out there, and we'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Have a good night.
I appreciate it. Hey, everybody, that was the Fannie campaign for the West Virginia Wildfire. They're taking over a different role there, and she's stepping in and helping them out and hopefully building a great team for them. I want to thank J.C. Hawks Sports Network for giving us this opportunity to talk women's football. And if there's anybody out there listening that would like to join the USWFL, you can contact us on the website at uswfl.net or through Facebook at USWFL Football League. If anybody out there interested in joining the Tri-City Thunder, you can visit our website at tricitysthunder.com or our Facebook at Tri-City's Thunder Women's Football. You know, every team, it don't matter if it's my team or whose team, these teams need players. And you know, she just gave out their Facebook as well, and I'm not sure exactly what it was. I didn't write it down. But if you're in their area, hey, they need players. I'm sure they'd love to have you. If you're in Tennessee and you want to play on our team, we'd love to have you. We're big about working hard and practicing hard. So, you know, if you wanna join this team and get better, give us a call or contact us. We believe in hard work. There's no substitute for hard work, and that's how we've gotten better over the last 3 years, and hopefully we're going to continue to get better, and that's the way we're taking the approach with this USWFL Women's Football League, and we want to make every team out there as great as we can from our end. I mean, naturally, there's only so much we can do, but the parity, I speak of it every week, that's what we're after, is the parity, that if somebody would stop in to watch a game and they weren't from any of the area and they would see these teams playing, you know, the goal would be, hey, there's two great teams playing. So, you know, that's what we want for the USWFL. We're big on, you know, not orphaning any games. I want these teams to work hard, build their program. So we get these schedules out here, you know exactly when you're going to play that game. Win, lose, or draw, play that game. And, you know, not all of us has the 50 players. And, you know, we go play a few games at 13 or 14, and, hey, the turnout ain't as always what we want it to be. So, but we went and played the game, and we fought hard to the end. And, you know, then when you can get all your players there, then it makes it a little sweeter. But it's tough. So, but I firmly believe that there's teams that have more players on them than some of these teams that have been playing, but don't take it serious enough, or their coaches don't take it serious enough to get these girls ready to play or hold their foot to the fire or whatever, and they're out here forfeiting games. So, you know, do what you need to build your teams up and get ready to play. So that's all I guess we have for this week. And, again, I want to thank Fanica Team for coming on, talking with us about their team and what they have moving forward. And especially thank J.C. Hawks Sports Network for giving us the opportunity. So we'll see you next Tuesday night. Thank you.